Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Well, we are between Fed Day and Jobs Day. What a set of data. And of course, we'll have that for you all through Bloomberg Surveillance. This morning, we go to tomorrow. Jim Glassman scheduled to join us. Bill Gross will join us as well. Just a comment here about what we saw yesterday. I can honestly tell you, folks, I rarely see Michael McKee flustered. And he was yesterday. The GDP report was so interesting, so mixed, so rich, that it really speaks of a unique time. Whatever your beliefs, whether you're an optimist like, say, Drew Madison, Maury Harris over UBS, or far more cautious, I think of the Bank of America crew, Ethan Harris and Michelle Meyer. Wherever you are on this, it is certainly most interesting times. A lot of this confusion centers around the real economy of Europe. And we thought we'd give you a quick window after ECB into where Europe stands. We really haven't done this in a while. Let's do it right now. Bert Colleen is with the Conference Board. Bert, good morning.
And good morning, Tom.
When I look at the run-of-the-mill euro crisis week or month, I guess it's been quiet. Let's start first with why. Why has Europe been relatively quiet so far in 2013?
Well, for that, we really have to go back about a year ago. It's last week, Friday, was the anniversary of Mario Draghi, ECB's president, speech in which he said that he would do whatever to save the euro. And that's something that, together with his announcement of the outright monetary transaction, basically saying that whenever bond yields would get too high in any troubled economy in Europe, he would step in, has really stabilized European financial markets, and step by step that has resulted into more calms. And even though we've had events in Cyprus, there was a Cypriot bailout in March that got to at least the media on its back feet a little bit. It really hasn't done much to the financial markets anymore. And you clearly see that stock markets have been improving. And you're also seeing that in business and consumer confidence at the moment.
Link to us this rise in confidence that you write about at the Conference Board with the reality of whatever the number you want to use, unemployment rate. We've got a jobs report tomorrow, 7% unemployment. Maybe worst case, it's 14% unemployment. But that is nothing like Europe, however you measure it. Is it a more confident Europe, or is it a Europe flat on its unemployment back?
It's, well, I mean, clearly unemployment, the unemployment rate came out yesterday in Europe again, and it was stagnant at a record high of 12.1%, clearly a completely different situation from what the U.S. is in at the moment. But what you see is that people are also adjusting for the fact that about a year ago, people were still thinking that the euro area was going to break up. So you're clearly coming from a situation in which people were thinking in doom scenarios that were at that point much more realistic than anyone had ever thought that would be. And currently, we're in a situation in which Latvia is actually going to join the euro next year. So clearly, you also see that consumers, as well as stocks, as well, are adjusting to that new situation. But that doesn't mean that you're looking at a sustainable or significant recovery in consumption anytime soon, with unemployment at record highs and wage growth very low.
Help us out here. Yesterday, 1.7%. Certainly, we can say a GDP run rate in the United States of sub 2%. Is that eurosclerosis from your view from Europe? Is America starting to look more like Europe?
Well, I think that America and the United States and Europe are definitely in completely different situations, and Europe is looking towards the U.S. With a little bit of jealousy, actually, in terms of GDP growth. Even though it's definitely not where you guys would like it to be, it's far from where Europe is at the moment. Because, you know, even though Europe might look towards a recovery, with investment still very sluggish and loans in Europe still declining towards the consumer as well as businesses, it's very difficult to see how any sort of quick bounce back from the biggest recession that Europe has been in in a long time will emerge. So therefore, you know, Europe is coming from a completely different position than the U.S. is at the moment, and I think that it's not really comparable.
All right, Bert, when you look forward, everybody on the known France planet is on vacation in August. They're sort of like our John Tucker in New York. They take the entire month off.
Yes,
they take the entire month off. Okay, they're not like us. They take the whole holiday off, the whole month off. Everybody comes back in September. What events are you looking forward to in September, October, and into the end of the year to signal either Europe in crisis or a better Europe?
Well, I think that, you know, whenever we're all back from vacation and refreshed, it's really down to what are policymakers going to do. At the end of last year, we clearly saw improvements in business confidence and in confidence from investors as well, when progress on the banking union that Europe has vowed to create was going pretty steadily. Now, that's sort of been muddling through throughout the beginning of 2013, and I think that any sort of progress that's made in that direction would definitely help confidence to return even quicker.
Right.
In Europe. Besides that, sort of any other event that could throw Europe off, you know, problems in Greece, for example, you hear that there's an $11 billion funding gap in Greece, I think the IMF was saying, between 2014 and 2016, that's on the rise. And that's something that could cause concern along the way, more towards the negative side.
Terrific update. Bert Colleen, thank you so much. He is labor market economist, the conference board in London. Greatly appreciate.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.